This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analyzing every match in Qatar. And now the tournament has entered the last 16, things are getting exciting. The final whistle has blown between Portugal and Switzerland, so let's get back in the car and hear what our experts have to say. Okay, so we're back in the car after Portugal's 6-1 victory over Switzerland in the last of the round of 16 games. On our way from the Lusail Stadium, we've got Pascal Zuber-Buhler, Jurgen Klinsmann, Duri Cha, Elliot Stonnell and Chris Loxton with us. Duri, I think we'll start with probably what was the biggest talking point which arose before the game, and that was when the team news came in and Cristiano Ronaldo was not in the Portugal starting lineup.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest issue before the game. During the national anthem, all the cameras was focusing of Ronaldo on the bench. In the game you could see why the head coach from Portugal make this decision, why he bring Ramos in the game. 21 years old young guy, he scores 3 goals, run a lot with the ball, without the ball, against the ball, so help the team a lot. And yeah, at the end of the game was the right decision from the head coach, and Portugal play very good, great performance. They're always moving for ask the ball, never stay in the position. They change the position, all the players a lot, especially in the attacking line, and created a lot of chances and great goals. Was a very, very good performance from Portugal.
And we just come to that point, Elliot, the amount of running that they did. I mean, straight away you highlighted at half-time the difference between the distances covered between the two teams, and that grew as the game wore on.
Yeah, so at the end of the first half, Portugal had ran 60.8k and Switzerland had run 56.6k. We can just tell from Dury's point there about players moving in possession. Portugal's 3 highest players for distance covered in possession were Bernardo Silva with 3.39 kilometres, João Félix with 3.02 kilometres and Otávio with 2.99 kilometres, which really emphasises the point about players moving to either get on the ball or move to create the spaces for the other players to really make an impact in possession. And just as the game progressed, at the final whistle, the total distance of both teams were Portugal of 118 kilometres and Switzerland of 108 kilometres. That's a difference of 10k, which makes a massive difference over 90 minutes.
And Jurgen, you kept a close eye on Switzerland for us in this game, and I guess it was really their team shape and the formation that they started out with that caught the eye first and foremost, and probably caused them issues in the first half.
Well, they obviously, Switzerland, it was it's a tough pill to swallow, because they came from a very emotional and very physically demanding game against Serbia. So they came on a high note into this game against Portugal, but exactly kind of playing the opposite of how they did it with Serbia. They were very aggressive. They were running like crazy. It was a real battle against Serbia. And today they were flat. They were simply flat. They had to change their right back. Widmer, this is their number one right back, was missing. And you could see that almost all the attacks in the first half came over the left wing from Portugal, creating chance after chance. And so their right back, the Swiss right back, really struggled. And so they never really, obviously, got into the game because the goals came early. Fantastic goals, you know, from Portugal. And after the second goal, the game was over already. I mean, it was just cruising through the entire game for Portugal. They added one after another. They had an exceptional game. Fantastic performance by Portugal, but obviously a performance by Switzerland that we didn't expect so negative. I mean, we thought they give them a real fight today. It's going to be a battle. It's a knockout game, but it was never really a real fight. You know, Switzerland gave in very early into the fact that Portugal was the better team and they were dominating, and they hoped maybe just to get a consolation goal, which they got, you know. through a deflected, typical Mena set piece, basically deflected by a defender of the Portuguese team, and then they were there at the second post and put it in. But very, very, very disappointing for Switzerland after such a great game they played against Serbia. Yeah, you asked there for explanation, because you cannot drop so dramatically from one game so extremely positive to that game, that performance so extremely negative. But they never had a chance in this game.
Portugal, Dury, you were really impressed with Ramos, and obviously he got his hat trick, but some of his movement and how explosive were, and as a team, how keen they were to play forward so early was something that really impressed you.
Yeah, I mean, with the ball, he scores three goals that say everything. But what I'm most impressed was out of position against the ball, how much he ran for the team. Sometimes when Bruno Fernandes is not in position against the ball, then he came and run in this position and cover him. I mean, that's very important for the team. And yeah, great job from the young guy. And with the ball, you could see in the first goal, Cher was not close enough. He give him 1.5, maybe 2 meters space, and for good striker, I mean, Jürgen was a top striker, he knows better than me. When the defender give him 2 meters, 1.5 meters in the box, then it's a present, and he score unbelievable good goal. And yeah, maybe Portugal have a next good star in the team, and I'm excited for the next game.
Zubi, just from your perspective, what stood out for you?
I have to say what Yuri mentioned before, you know, when the 1-0 came from Ramos, it was a fantastic finish, I have to say this. Normally, I ask during the game, Jürgen, if you have this position with a left footer and there is no one around you and you have to score a goal from this position, normally you are not scoring many. But this one, it was not expected, so high up on the first post, yeah, for the people. Clear, they always mention or telling that this is the goalkeeper's first post is the goalkeeper's side, but I don't want to be negative against Jan Sommer. It was a wonderful goal, but more a critic in this situation for the defender, Fabian Scher. In this situation, I expect as a goalkeeper that at least you try to be closer and at least you try to block this ball, but in this situation he let completely Ramos shooting without any trying to block him or disturbing in a kind. And that was the 1-0. After, I have to say, on the second goal, a set play, typic. And Jürgen mentioned already before the aggressivity from Switzerland was not there on the set plays. In my eyes, you can see, is the team really ready? They don't want to get beaten on a set play. In this situation, you have Switzerland is set up with four tall players around the 5 meter, and they are there for free in the zone. And then you had Fernandes on Pepe around the penalty box, and Pepe made only one step forward, and Fernandes was far away. And there also, I expect in this situation, if you want to defend set plays properly, you have to be closer. Yeah, you have to be closer, otherwise it's too easy. And like this, they go 2-0 down. That was first half already very clear sign from the side from Portugal. I have to say, Diogo Costa, the goalkeeper from Portugal, he had very good action after a free kick from a longer distance from Shaqiri. And this free kick was really over the wall, and it's going very down on his left side, near to the post, and Diogo Costa was there. It was a difficult ball to deflect, but Costa made this perfect. And second half, he came then. It came then the clear and proper goals, and you see straight away how they finished, the Portuguese. How they finish, they wanted to finish high in the goal from Jan Sommer. Jan Sommer is a very, very good goalkeeper. He showed this on the end of the first half with a great reflex, 1-on-1, on the floor. He is fantastic, his positioning, his reflex is fantastic. But then you see when Portugal scored around his face, around his head, there is a goalkeeper's weakness. Yeah, there you can get beaten, and they made this brilliant for Portugal.
And Chris, I know we've come to the end now of the round of 16, but you've got some interesting numbers for us.
Yeah, so that thriller tonight took us to the goal total of 148 goals so far in this tournament, and bear in mind we had 6 nil-nils, so I think it just showed that teams were maybe a little bit more cautious at the start, but now we are seeing the goals coming, and 148 goals like for like in 2018, we're now 2 ahead. And in 2014 there was 147 at this point, and if we go all the way back to 2010, there's more goals in this tournament so far than were even scored in the whole tournament in 2010. So look, we had a thriller between France and Argentina in Kazan, which gave us 7 goals, a 4-3, 2 from Kylian Mbappe. As this tournament is shaping up now into the quarterfinals, I think we will have some more thrillers again, so that goal count is just going to keep going up and up.
Absolutely, and as you alluded to, those quarterfinal lineups now are completed. So we've got Netherlands against Argentina, Croatia against Brazil, England against France, and Morocco against Portugal to look forward to, and we will catch up with you as we travel back in the car from all of those games.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.